This is GIS News. Coming up, President Obama optimistic about process to re-establish U.S.-Cuba diplomatic relations. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller leads Jamaica's delegation to the Summit of the Americas. And NWA goes after motorists to fix Barnett Bridge. The news in detail after this message.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. United States President Barack Obama is optimistic that further progress will be made during this year and into 2016 in the re-establishment of diplomatic relations between the USA and Cuba. Addressing journalists on Thursday following a high-level bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller at Jamaica House, President Obama noted that progress was being made with an expectation to move forward on the opening of embassies in the respective countries. The process, he says, will take some time to materialize as there will be significant differences given Cuba's system of government and their position on some of the issues in the region.
But we're confident that this process of engagement will ultimately lead to not just improved relations between the United States and Cuba, but will also end up being beneficial for the Cuban people and give them the kinds of opportunities that they might not have in the past.
The bilateral meeting between Prime Minister Simpson Miller and President Obama formed part of activities for the April 8 to 9 visit of the U.S. President. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller left the island on Friday, April 10, to participate in the 7th Summit of the Americas, being held in Panama City, Panama, April 10 to 11. Mrs. Simpson Miller, who returns on Sunday, April 12, is accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs Senator A.J. Nicholson, Permanent Secretary in the Office of the Prime Minister Onika Miller, and Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Ambassador Paul Robotham. At the summit, heads of state and government of the Caribbean, Central America, South America, and North America will discuss policy issues common to the region. Cuba will participate in the Summit of the Americas for the first time. The 7th summit is convened under the theme Prosperity with Equity, the Challenge of Cooperation in the Americas. While the Prime Minister is on official duties in Panama, Minister of Water, Land, Environment, and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill will be in charge of the government. President of the United States Barack Obama is urging youth leaders from around the Caribbean to continue to use their energy and dynamism to make a difference in the region, noting that more than 100 million people in Latin America and the Caribbean are aged 15 to 24 years. Mr. Obama says he is heartened by their willingness to work hard to bring about necessary social change in their countries.
And what gives me so much hope about your generation is that you're more interested in the hard work of waging peace than resorting to the quick impulses of conflict. You're more interested in the hard work of building prosperity through entrepreneurship, not cronyism or corruption.
President Obama adds that he firmly believes in the ability of the youth to drive growth and development in the region through energetic and dynamic thinking. He was speaking at a young leaders town hall meeting at the University of the West Indies Mona campus on April 9. And the National Works Agency, NWA, is looking to claim on the insurance of a motorist to fund repairs to the Barnett Bridge in Montego Bay. The move is in keeping with a mandate from the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing for the agency to intensify its efforts to file claims on the insurance policies of drivers who damaged road fittings. Communications manager at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says the rails on a section of the Barnett Bridge, which spans the Montego River, was damaged by a motor car in January.
We are actually now trying to gather some information with a view to making a claim on the insurance of that particular motorist. And the police have been forthcoming in getting some information to us, and we intend to use that because it will have to be replaced at a significant cost to the government.
Mr. Shaw was speaking with journalists at the St. James Parish Council recently. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuli James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.